Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of July 11th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. First up, I want to thank our July patrons, Will P. and Paul M. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We've doubled up our patron thank yous, so we've got thank yous for August and September. We really appreciate everyone's support. If you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/thegamersin. Speaking of the Gamers In, this week, as promised, I think it was either in Discord or on the show, I promised I would play Hollow Knight. It's a game that has, well, it came up because it was on the backlog list from an article we were talking about on our last episode. And I think it was a game someone in Discord said, like, hey, you've not played this yet, and I hadn't. So I've actually been playing it quite a bit. I actually stopped playing to come record this. And apologies to the patrons. This is only going to be a few days early access as opposed to the whole weekend. But it was a busy week. I had the week off, so I was occupied for a good chunk of time. But I wanted to get this out because we have some game club stuff we're going to talk about later on. But on the Gamers In, I will be talking about Hollow Knight. Jocelyn plans to check out The Quarry, which I know has been on her radar for a bit, and I think she's finally going to check that out this week. And, you know, speaking of upcoming weeks, because Jocelyn and I have had kind of planned out a little bit more of July, we're going to be talking about the new Resident Evil series that's coming to Netflix. That will be premiering July 14th, as well as Stray, which we'll be talking about when it comes out on PlayStation Plus on July 19th. And, of course, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 will be talked about on the show. I plan on picking that one up. It will be very early impressions when we talk about it because it's a huge game. And, you know, it took me 6 months once I started playing Xenoblade Chronicles 2 again to beat it. So that doesn't include the 4-year break I took in between starting and finishing. But yes, we will be talking about Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Looking at Summoner's Call, though, we're off this week, but rest assured you will return next week to discuss the latest round of Summer Special Heroes, more Three Hopes, and continuing our adventures in our Awakening Game Club. We have about 2 or 3 more episodes of Awakening Game Club, and then we'll move on to the next Game Club. We'll probably take some time off in between to take a bit of a break from Game Club, but we will be getting to Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE for Summoner's Call, so look forward to that. As for upcoming video games, I don't know if anyone picked this up, but I'm kind of curious about it. Gwent Rogue Mage came out on PC and mobile on July 7th. It's a paid, standalone, single-player experience for Gwent, similar to Thronebreaker. This one's more of a roguelite sort of approach to the gameplay, and it's a prequel to the Witcher series in that you're playing the mage that created the first Witcher. So it looks really interesting, and honestly, I'm kind of tempted to pick it up on tablet just to kind of have it on the go on the tablet, but I have not purchased it just yet. But that is out now. That was a surprise announcement and a launch a day later, I believe. We also got As Dusk Falls coming to Game Pass and PC on July 19th. Into the Breach coming to mobile on July 19th as well. That's a Netflix game. If you are a Netflix subscriber, you can add that onto your tablet for free. Stray is coming on July 19th as well, and as I said, that'll be part of PlayStation Plus. That's what I call it, but it's really the middle new PlayStation tier. I think it's called Extra. We also have Live Alive coming to Switch on the 22nd, and of course, Xenoblade Chronicles 3 coming to the Switch on July 29th. Now, speaking of TGI Game Club, I mentioned this on our previous episode that we had completed our 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim sort of gameplay discussions, and we're looking for our next game that we're going to play, and we're going to open it up to suggestions for a little bit. You can go into the Game Club text channel in our Discord, drop your suggestions, and of course, if you're suggesting a game, like, you know, we assume that you'll be joining in alongside us for this Game Club, and it worked really well with the discussion threads. We had a really great time. And, you know, if you think you have a game that would be really fun to discuss week to week, or maybe it's a smaller experience and it would be just we all play it over the course of 2 weeks and then come back for a discussion, sort of like a more traditional book club setup, drop that suggestion into the Gamers In Discord. and we will note it. So far, my suggestion has been to play either Portal 1 or maybe Portal 1 and 2. You know, a smaller experience that we can play in one chunk and then talk about as a whole. Another suggestion that's come up and has a few votes would be Pyre, which is a Supergiant game. And not a large game, but it was made by Supergiant Games, which are the folks behind Hades. And what we'll do is we'll take suggestions for a couple more weeks. Things slow down sooner, we'll cut the suggestions off, but we'll do a poll and we'll see what people want to play and we'll go from there. So probably looking to start in late July, early August, I'd say. So that is going to do it for this mini. Be sure to join in the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.